I'm Jamie Floyd, and you're listening to WNYC on what would have been the 100th birthday of urban activist Jane Jacobs. She never went to college, but she did go on to change the way we think about cities by looking out of her Greenwich Village window at what she called the sidewalk ballet that played out on the street before her. Here now to talk about her life and legacy is Alice Sparberg Alexiou, author of the biography Jane Jacobs, Urban Visionary. Alice, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you for having me.
We have some tape from Jane Jacobs just after her seminal book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities. That was published in 1961, and she had been writing in glowing terms about urban renewal projects for an architecture magazine, but then she went out to see how they turned out after they'd been built, and she was a little surprised.
They didn't look at all the way, the way they should have looked. They didn't work at all the way they should have worked. People didn't use them the way, presumably, people were supposed to use them. And the city around them didn't react the way, theoretically, the city around them should have reacted.
Alice, tell us what was going on at that moment in urban planning and why Jane Jacobs turned against it.
Urban planning was happening at that time. It was happening on a huge scale. It was the post-war period. America was the most powerful nation in the world. There was all this money, and there was a housing crisis in New York City. But the gist of it is that the city was knocking down all these neighborhoods that they considered to be slums and putting up high-rises. That was considered the solution at that time to the urban problem. What Jane Jacobs did was to articulate the problems that were systemic to this kind of housing. She wasn't the first person to notice this. Everybody was talking about it, but nobody had really found the words for it. Her gift was her poetry, her facility with language.
Now, the famous Robert Moses was one of the big proponents of so-called urban renewal in New York City, and Jane Jacobs waged a couple of big battles against him. What were they about, and did she win?
Very big battles. And yes, she won. Robert Moses gave Jane Jacobs the opportunity to cut her teeth as an activist. So the first issue was in the late 50s when he wanted to extend Fifth Avenue across Washington Square Park through the Arch and to the other side and join it to, I think it's West Broadway.
Which would have effectively eliminated Washington Square Park.
Oh, would have destroyed the park. And here was this park that was a focal point of the neighborhood that was very heavily used. And the West Villagers were just not going to stand for it. So Jane and many other women, it wasn't just Jane. It's very important to state that. And she, every time she talked about this, she made it a point to, honor these other women who worked alongside with her. So she managed to get the plan killed. And Moses was just furious. There's this wonderful quote that he gave the media, one of these gifts, you know. And when they told him that the project was dead, he said, "What? You mean a group of mothers? Just because a group of mothers didn't like it?"
Now, of course, there must be detractors who make her out to be an early not-in-my-backyard kind of person. Did she have constructive solutions to the crises that cities were going through in the middle of the 20th century, or did she just present criticisms and stop these projects from going through?
Jane Jacobs did not offer solutions.
She was not an urban planner.
She was the opposite of an urban planner. That was the whole point. She was always drawing on the fact that she didn't have a background in urban planning, that she was looking at and reacting to cities as a person who lived in one, not as somebody who's sitting there with a pencil and paper and making diagrams. So no, she really did not offer solutions, but she offered criticism in a way that nobody else could or did. She saw things that nobody else did. It's like, you know how some people break codes and they see patterns? She looked at a city and she saw patterns that escaped not just the average person, but, you know, people who thought they knew everything about cities. And, you know, being a critic is a time-honored profession. You have to earn it, of course, but she more than earned it.
Alice Sparberg-Alexiou is the author of the biography Jane Jacobs, Urban Visionary. Alice, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.